Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. The man so excited about the Cowboys win, he was like, I need to talk to you guys sooner. Brought to you by our North Texas Ford dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Cowboy COO Stephen Jones, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
How much better does a Monday feel coming off of a win?
Well, it was a much-needed win, as you can imagine. It's been, 5 weeks since we've been able to, get one in the win column again. And, we really felt like we're playing better. As I said late last week, there's no such thing as moral victories. You are what you are. And although we've been playing better on the defensive side of the ball and, showing a little continuity on the offensive side of the ball, we hadn't been able to get a win. So to be able to go out there against a very balanced and well-coached Vikings team and, play for four quarters and stay in the mix and ultimately get the win was I think, really huge for this football team. Obviously, we've got a long ways to go in terms of getting to where we want to be as a team. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got to go to work each day. And, as we said last week, we just got to work on getting better with each practice, with each day, and then hopefully get ready to play the Redskins on Thanksgiving Day, which, as we all know, a division rival on Thanksgiving is about as good as it gets. So ready to go to work.
Better say the football team, though, right?
Excuse me?
You better say the Washington football team, though, not the old version.
Yes, absolutely. I better get that correct. I'll get in trouble in a hurry here.
We're just trying to help, Stephen.
Washington football team. Thank you. Go ahead and bleep that one out.
Yeah. Stephen, the touchdown catch by CeeDee Lamb is one of the best football catches I've ever seen. You've seen a lot of football in your life. Is there another catch, whether when you were in college or maybe the Odell Beckham one against you guys? I mean, that CeeDee Lamb catch was one of the best I've ever seen.
Well, no question. I mean, he just shows you what kind of body control, what kind of ball skills he has. I mean, it's one thing to catch a hard ball. It's another to totally contort his body in a different way than where it was headed and then turn around and have the concentration to keep his eyes on the ball and pretty much one hand that ball into his body was just special. And, you saw last night the competes that he had, not just on that catch, but running the ball, blocking. He's just a true fierce competitor, and winning means so much to him. And, I really like what we're seeing in this football team is, they go to work each week and hopefully, get better each week. We've got to continue to put things together and, put weeks together. But it starts, each day. And Coach McCarthy knows that, and I think our players are understanding that. And, it's good to get a good group out there. It's nice to have the offensive line that we had out there. I think we could run with this group and hopefully stay healthy and let them have some continuity, and that should help as well. Obviously, Zeke had a nice day, and they had a great day, both run blocking and pass protecting.
Yeah, and that helped Kellen Moore call a really good game. Can you kind of explain how the decision to move Zach Martin came to play? When did all that develop, and is he going to be sticking there for a minute?
Well, I think Connor McGovern's been coming, and you know, he's really a rookie. You know, when you look at his what he was able to get in last year, he pretty much was redshirted and didn't get you know, much, if any, practice. And so you know, he's been getting better each week, and really felt like it was time to move Zach out there, and that was our best combination of players. And hopefully we can get in the groove now and get everybody, you know, rowing in the same direction. And, you know, when you can run the ball as effectively as we did with Zeke and Pollard last night, and then obviously gives Andy time to move the ball around, we, you know, certainly have some players we can make big plays for. So, you know, it was really nice to see. You know, the flip side of that is obviously the Vikings did a good job of, you know, the same type of mix. I mean, that's really hard to defend when you don't know whether they're going to run it or throw it. As you saw with us, you know, they did it well too, and it created some problems for our defense. But I think overall our defense responded well and were able to get the big stop when we needed it.
Now, all season, especially the last month or so, you have continually told us that you saw the signs of the team getting better, or you believe the team would be getting better. Obviously, we have seen that kind of play out over the last 3 weeks. I'm curious for yourself, did you always believe that? Like, was there ever a time where you're like, I mean, I hope we get better, but I'm not sure I'm seeing the progression we want to see?
Well, I think the hard part was when we went through that string of injuries. And, you know, when we had to put Lyle down, then Tyron down, then, of course, Dak got hurt, followed by a quick out by Andy. You know, that was obviously, you know, it was a challenge for this football team. It was a challenge for our staff, the organization, the players, you know, to really adapt to the things that were going on. And, you know, we had a run there, obviously, where we had, you know, different starting quarterback every week. And, you know, those are challenges. We had a, you know, I think last night was a either a seventh or eighth different group of starting offensive line, you know, offensive line group. All those things are challenges, but you did feel like, you know, when you'd go to practice and see our coaching staff work with the team, that they were getting a feel for each other, both what the coaches with what our players, you know, could do and do well. The players were understanding what the, our coaches were wanting to get out of them, and you know, you could feel that. So, you know, obviously the challenge was working through the injury part of that, but the good news is these guys just continue to, you know, want to get better. And I think we'll see that as the season progresses. Hopefully it'll show up in the win column as well.
Boy, Steven, talking about progression, your safety position with Donovan Wilson is looking really good. I know that starting the year, you guys have gone through multiple guys. I know Wilson finally got his opportunity and is taking a major advantage of it. Are you surprised with how well he is doing since he really wasn't the first or second or third choice there?
You know, he was all, you know, his big plays are all attributable to his big play, you know, big hits. And, you know, that showed up on tape. That just jumped off the tape at A&M where you would see, you know, him making big plays. Big contact plays on the ball, and certainly he's brought that to our level. And, you know, obviously responsible for two turnovers. That's been a big part of the turnaround here, too. We're getting better at protecting the ball, although we gave up a tough one last night. But, you know, to win the turnover battle, you know, as we always say, if you win that battle, there's a good chance. You got to give yourself a great chance to win the football game. So, you know, but he's certainly leading the way in that area, and is taking every opportunity to show that he belongs back there as a starting safety for us, and certainly making plays that we need to win football games. Obviously, if we don't get those plays, it's going to be a tough night. But we've got to continue to win that turnover battle, to continue to protect it. We've got a good veteran quarterback in Andy Dalton. I think we're getting our legs up under us in terms of running the football, and we just got to get better each week.
And you talk about legs up under you running the football, that combination of Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. I know when we talk about the pie, there's a huge discrepancy in who has the most of that pie, but the combination is pretty interesting from what we saw yesterday, where Zeke can do this and this, and then all of a sudden you can get big plays out of Tony Pollard. Do you expect to see more of the balance of shares of touches from what we saw yesterday?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think, you know, yesterday was good. There'll be times when Pollard gets the ball more. Obviously, he's got the home run ability, and I think he's been close, you know, probably half a dozen times this year of taking it all the way to the house. And, you know, a shoestring tackle here and a heck of a tackle there has kept him from going the distance. But, you know, I think they make a great 1-2 punch, and there'll be games, I'm sure, where Pollard gets more. But we also know, you know, Zeke, you know, he takes his toll on you as you continue to grind the ball. I watched the end of the Titans game. Certainly you see a big back like Henry doing that. I watched the Browns Eagles a little bit, and you could see where he was, you know, where Chubb was doing the same thing. So, you know, these you've got to be committed to running it. And Zeke, you know, time and time again, starts to wear a defense down if you give him the opportunity.
I certainly understand that element of Zeke's game and how he works with Pollard. I am curious, do you think that Zeke still has that home run element to his game?
I think he does. I think it's just a matter of him, you know, getting in the right situations at the right time. I mean, it's, you know, obviously we went through a tough stretch there, you know, where we had, where we were figuring out our quarterback situation, figuring out our offensive line situation. And I think that made it more difficult. But I do think Zeke still has it. And, you know, it's a matter of time before he's going to reel off some big ones as well. And, you know, he's been real close a couple times. And I do think it's just a matter of time before he puts up some big runs.
When you look at going forward Thursday, because we're not going to have you until, you know, after that game, is it easier to play a division opponent on a short week on that Thanksgiving week because you know them so well?
Well, it works both ways. They know you too. So, you know, they're a little more prepared as well. When you play someone you don't know, they've got a short week. And, you know, it makes it tough on them because they don't see you as much. And we've got a little more work to do. Obviously, it's nice not having to go on the road. But, you know, I think we're, you know, you kind of take what you're given and you go to work and you put in a game plan that gives you the best chance for your players to win. And certainly to get a big win up in Minnesota certainly helps with the culture and how people are feeling. And I'm sure everybody's going to come in this morning ready to go to work. And, you know, I really felt like our team felt like this was coming. As I said, no moral victories, but you could, you know, see that they felt like they had a great opportunity to, you know, the week before, didn't quite get it done. But, you know, this team's gaining some confidence, and I think that's a huge part of this as well. I mean, you need your players to be playing with confidence. They play faster. They play more aggressive. They make plays. And certainly to get that big win, and if we can continue to put together good practices and good weeks, then, you know, good things can happen for this team.
I know it is Washington. It is Thanksgiving. You're off a win. There's a lot of things that are good here. Maybe even to add into this, should there be a little extra juice considering the last time, what happened the last time this team played Washington and that whole Andy Dalton situation with the concussion? Should this team have a little more fire?
Well, I think you're starting to see, I don't even think you need that, but I'm sure it will play into it. But, you know, I think this team feels that it's getting better each week, and they're playing with more and more confidence. This is starting to be a confident football team. It's great to have Andy Dalton back. I know Garrett Gilbert did a great job the week before, really kind of getting the momentum going. But I just think, you know, this team's going to have plenty to play for and a lot of energy. And this is going to be a big, big game on Thanksgiving. And I can't imagine that we're not going to be ready to go.
We've talked about this on air before, is we all grew up in the Metroplex, and it's hard to imagine a Thanksgiving that's not built around football and being like heavily invested in the result of a game. Can you kind of talk to us and talk to the fans about what the Thanksgiving, not just the Washington game, but like what having the Thanksgiving game means to you, means to this franchise, and means to the fan base?
Well, first of all, my hat's off to Tex Strand, who went to the mat for the game when no one wanted it. And, You know, he stepped up and knew it would be good for television, or say I knew he did. He had a great feeling that it would be great for television. And, you know, playing in the NFC East, he, you know, he volunteered, the Detroit Lions volunteered to host that game when a lot of people, like I said, I think 30 others wanted no part of it, and or whatever, I guess it was at the time, 26 others wanted no part of it. But, you know, it's built into a tradition here. Our fans love it. I think our families have adjusted to it. I know when we first got involved with the team, we were thinking, oh, my gosh, we are playing on a holiday every year. And as it turns out, it makes it more special to play on Thanksgiving Day. And then especially when you get the big W, when you can get that W, it makes for a great Thanksgiving weekend. But, you know, since then, as you well know, we play a Sunday night game. That was to appease a lot of teams that were wanting to be involved on Thursday, like the Lions and the Cowboys, and felt like maybe it was a competitively unfair for us to have those games. The good news is most people respect the tradition of our league and wanted the Cowboys and Lions to keep that game. So we put in the Thursday night game on Thanksgiving, which has turned out great. And hopefully everybody's pleased, but I know our fans really come out strong for it year in and year out. Obviously this is an unprecedented year with what we're dealing with the virus, but we still think we'll have a great, safe environment for the fans that we can have to come out and enjoy the game. So it's a special time of year, special for families. Certainly we're thankful and grateful for our families and all the many blessings that we all have, and ready to have a big week of practice and go to work.
Well, we appreciate the time every single week and glad that y'all got the W. Hopefully pick up another one on Thanksgiving, sir.
Well, appreciate it. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving with your families.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.